702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Oh, that's the generator kicking in, of course. Okay, let's move now to the ANC's Gauteng conference, which is underway. Yesterday was a day for accreditation, getting everything organized. Today, it's the highly contested 14th ANC Gauteng provincial conference. It's taking place until Sunday. More than 1,000 voting delegates from 5 regions will be participating. ANC Gauteng spokesperson Bones Modise joining us now. Bones, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Are you ready to go this weekend?
Good afternoon, ma'am, and my apologies. I'm starting a PhD meeting, but I'm trying to move out of the meeting so we can speak. I'm starting a second.
No problem. You can move out, yeah, and I'll speak in the meantime. Okay, Bones, are you ready to go this weekend?
Yes, ma'am. We can confirm with you that the conference will be starting from today, and we're ready to go. We're just finalizing the reports from the special National Executive Committee meeting that took place last night about Ekurhuleni, the 19 quarantine votes and the 5 branches that have appealed. As soon as we're done with the report that we are receiving now from the PS, we can then take a decision, communicate our decision, and go to plenary.
Okay. So, Bones, just to clarify, there was a special NEC meeting held last night, and one of the issues that was discussed was this issue of the quarantined votes in Ekurhuleni. Now, the ANC is saying that the provincial executive must sort this matter out. So what happens now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're receiving that report from the PS. After the NEC meeting, they would have discussed among themselves as office bearers on the way forward. So they're presenting their proposal to the PEC for adoption and or rather discussion. And once that has been happening, once that is done, the PEC will take a decision and then will be able to communicate and move to plenary. So if you could, I don't know what time it will be, but we will issue out the media advisory to update you on the decision of the PEC around the Ekurhuleni issue.
Okay. Bones, and then also an appeal from the ANC to all of the delegates to behave, essentially. What are you expecting over the next few days?
The simplest response to that is what the PS said in the pre-registration period and during our press conference on the state of readiness, that this conference must be characterized by festival of ideas, nothing more, nothing less.
Bones, thank you very much for your time. Bones Modise, the ANC Gauteng spokesperson. Their apologies for the poor quality of that line. As he said, he did just step out of the PEC. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, also watching all of that for us. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. So as Bones explained, they are now discussing this issue of the Ekurhuleni quarantined votes because of that ANC NEC said, the PEC must sort it out. Just explain that for us a bit further.
Good afternoon, Mandy. I must very quickly say I found it a miracle you found Bones. Journalists have been struggling to get a hold of Bones and sort out accreditation issues. But in terms of the 19 quarantine votes, Mandy, it is an issue that's been hanging for a while. You remember, Ekurhuleni had a violence conference take place last month. That issue was taken around the 19 votes where delegates were told that they did not pass the verification process properly, these particular 19 votes that belong to 5 branches. And a decision was taken that a task team led by Derek Hanekom and Jeff Khadebe would be responsible for dealing with that particular matter. While those two deliberated over the issue, eventually they said there's actually more branches that has been affected, and the figure that was being thrown about was 27. On Monday, the National Working Committee dealt with the issue, and they dealt with it because the officials themselves also couldn't agree. So it went to the task team, to the ANC officials, then to the NWC, and last night to a special NEC that ended about like 4 this morning, with the NEC deciding that this must go back to the province. And that's where they are at the moment, deliberating over what will happen. Based on the balance of forces within the PEC, I'd make an argument that whatever Masina wants, the Ekurhuleni chairperson, well, preliminary winner, is likely to be what comes out of that PEC meeting. Him and Lebogang Maile and their faction is definitely dominant in Gauteng in that PEC.
So just to remind people, of course, there are two key contenders here for the leadership of the Gauteng ANC. The one is the Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, whose supporters go by the tagline Sigrand, and Gauteng Human Settlements MEC, Lebogang Maile. So we always look at these things as being quite binary at Citi, in that you get one contender who supports Ramaphosa, another contender who supports the RET faction. It's not quite like that this time around.
No, man. Quite often, I've said to people, you make a mistake if you think it's black and white. It's that clear in the ANC that what you see at national level, you see at provincial or even regional level. It changes. The differences and interests vary from time to time. And in Gauteng, by and large, is a province that came out in 2017 and supported Cyril Ramaphosa. As I speak to you now, you also have a large pocket of this province still in support of Cyril Ramaphosa to return in 2022. However, even then, they differ on who should be around the president. And now the big issue in Gauteng is that they also have their own issues to worry about. They are a province that's pretty much lost control of Gauteng. They need to try and meet here and mitigate the expected loss come 2024. So that's part of what delegates should be thinking about, is how do we rescue the ANC? I think that it doesn't matter who wins. And you often hear that from national leaders. It doesn't matter. What matters is, will the winner be amenable to a coalition with which particular party? So they're voting with that in mind, is who are we willing to work with? Who do we trust to be able to navigate and debate coalitions in the best way possible, so that we're not completely left out in the cold? So a lot of people understand that the interests in Gauteng are different. The interests in Gauteng are about 2024, and it's about how to navigate an expected loss come 2024 elections.
Tini, very quickly, you mentioned at the start of our chat that you were having some issues, or some journalists are having some issues with accreditation. I've seen security exceptionally tight, people having to take their cars to go be checked. What is the tone so far?
I mean, I just came now from a quick security check where I got the bomb squad checks, the K-9 unit did a check as well. It is relatively quiet. I'm seeing delegates trickling in bit by bit. I know our colleague BK is on the other side, and he's seen groups of delegates starting to slowly arrive. There is always concern around security, because part of this event is that the president of the ANC and the president of the country will address the delegates here. So wherever the president is, there's always heightened security. There are obviously always concerns about violence, I must say that as well, Mandy. The province is appealing to its members to be peaceful, but this is a tight race, if you may, with a lot of the parties quite interested in the credentials process and fighting that out. And often we've seen the fight turn violent. So I think there is some worry about where that could go when the moment of credentials arrives at this conference.
Tini, thank you very much. Tini Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. She's at that ANC Gauteng conference, the 14th ANC Gauteng provincial conference. It takes place from today until Sunday. They're sorting out that issue that's been going on for a couple of weeks now around the quarantined votes in Ekurhuleni. And as I said, it's going to be between the Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi and also the Gauteng Human Settlement MEC Lebogang Maile.